The what?
Inside Jose Moreno's Judaica shop in Aventura, there's an entire wall lined with Hebrew books. Other shelves hold glistening menorahs, and there's a rack filled with special Passover games and toys for children. An elderly man enters the shop wearing a yarmulke. Moreno greets him in Spanish. 71-year-old Moreno was raised in Venezuela and for many years owned a similar store in Caracas. He says his native country used to be a place where he and his fellow Jews could enjoy a pleasant and prosperous life.
Most of the Jewish people had good businesses and good living standard, and we had a lot of synagogues, temples, schools.
But then Hugo Chavez came to power in 1999 on a wave of populist outrage against the establishment.
Chavez made it very clear to the Venezuelan people that we are the people that make all the trouble in this world, that we are the people that hold all the money of this world.
65-year-old Victor Amram of Boca Raton was once a top figure in Venezuela's chief investigative police agency. But shortly after Chavez became president, a leading Venezuelan government official told Amram, in no uncertain terms, that the new administration would not work with Jews.
Something important about the mentality in Latin places. The president is the boss. If the president say, this is guilty, it's guilty.
Both Moreno and Amram were among thousands of Jews who left Venezuela and settled in South Florida during Chavez's 14-year presidency. Throughout that time, the country's state-run media was allowed to carry anti-Semitic messages. Chavez also broke diplomatic ties with Israel and fostered close relations with Iran. Over the last few years, synagogue vandalism has become commonplace, and wealthy Jews have reportedly been targeted for kidnappings. Moreno says he received word just a few weeks ago that an old friend from high school was kidnapped and held for ransom.
She doesn't move very well. She has to be in a wheelchair, and she was abducted and left someplace, and they had to pay a lot of money for her.
Before Chavez was elected, there were roughly 20,000 Jews living in Venezuela. Today, there are less than 10,000. But now that the government is in transition, Jewish rights advocates worldwide are closely monitoring the country's political situation. Enrique Capriles, the Catholic grandson of Holocaust survivors, recently announced his candidacy for Venezuelan president. In next month's elections, he will run against Nicolas Maduro, Chavez's chosen successor.
Israel and Venezuela share so many common things.
Juan Dircia is Associate Director of the American Jewish Committee's Latino and Latin American Institute in Miami. He says conditions for Jews still living in Venezuela would improve if only the country would reestablish ties with Israel.
And I believe that the time might come to reengage Venezuela and Israel in a much more solid relationship for the benefit of both countries.
In the meantime, the World Jewish Congress says its members have held several meetings with Maduro, who vowed that state-sponsored anti-Semitism in Venezuela would not be tolerated. It was the same pledge made by Hugo Chavez in 2008. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.